Welcome back to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. It's time for a worldview watch, always trying to teach you to think with your Christianity, discern what's going on, to know how to engage the world around you. And part of that means knowing what's out in that world, which means talking to other Christians from around the world. Today, we have a very special guest in studio with us, Pastor Pulche Jamsaran of the Lutheran Church in Mongolia, brought with another special guest, Pastor Matthew Heisey, Executive Director of the Lutheran Heritage Foundation, an underwriter here at KFUO. Going to talk about some of the work that Pulche's been doing, translating the Children's Treasury of Bible Stories, Garden of Bible Stories, and then also working on the Small Catechism. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good. Thank you. Good to be with you.
So I want to just maybe tell a moment about the connection with Pulche and
sure.
How you found him.
Missionary Brent Smith and I met him back in 2004. We were based in Russia, but we requested from our regional director to make a trip into Mongolia and to begin to explore connections. And we found Finnish Lutherans and Norwegian Lutherans. And Pulche was working with Norwegian Lutherans, and he was the rector of the only accredited Bible school in all of Mongolia. So we began just getting to know each other. And over time, as I took over at Lutheran Heritage Foundation, I knew that we needed to do a translation with him. And so we decided upon the Child's Garden of Bible Stories to do that first. Mongolia is such a young Christian country.
Right. Well, now you had just mentioned, and maybe Pulche, you can talk about that, Mongolia has just opened up. What do you mean when you say that?
Just 25 years old, whole Christianity in Mongolia. There was no Christianity in Mongolia at all.
Wow.
Before then, until we came along.
Okay. Yeah. And why was that? I mean, there was Christianity in Asia. Were missionaries just kept out politically? Was there persecution?
Well, Mongolia was a feudal society, nomadic society, and we became a second country to be a communist country after Russia.
Right.
In early 90s. So for 80 years, we were totally closed. And the religion that we have at that time was Buddhism, was totally wiped out, killed. And the communist regime was in power for 80 over years.
So what happened to change to allow Christianity to come in 25 years ago?
Yeah, in 86, perestroika, Russian revolution came out for democracy, and Mongolia was also under some revolutionary, activities. And then in 91, we declared we are a democratic country.
Okay.
So right then, many missionaries came to Mongolia and evangelized, and we were the first Christian generation now.
Now, you mentioned that your story of your own conversion would be 2 hours long, and we're not going to be able to get in that today. But maybe just maybe tell how long you've been a Christian, what the path to becoming a pastor was, who you ran into.
Yeah,
who'd you meet?
I was a teacher, and my colleague invited me to this special meeting that he was invited to. So my friend invited me also. And then there was a Christmas time in 91, and this Englishman tried to evangelize Mongolians that time. None of us were Christians that time. And then the following Sunday, we were invited because I was in music. Invited me to bring my musical instrument called bayan. It's a Russian accordion.
Oh, okay.
So I came the second Sunday, and that's how we started to meet again and again without understanding too much. But maybe about a month or two later, I became a Christian. I read the New Testament, I haven't even heard the gospel.
Right, right.
From somebody's, so.
How long was it from then until your connection with a Lutheran preacher?
I became Christian in 92, so my church started in 95 when I started to work for a Norwegian Lutheran mission as a secretary.
Okay.
And my director expressed to start a church. So we started the church, which is our church today. And didn't know anything about denomination, not even what Lutherans meant.
So, right.
So since then, our church, I became a Christian 25 years. Our church exists now 21 years.
Is it just one congregation, or are there multiple congregations now?
We would say three churches and eight small congregations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many pastors do you have for all of that?
2 years ago, we appointed our second and third pastor.
Right.
But I was the only pastor for many years. And then there was another Lutheran church, worked with Finnish, and there was only one Lutheran pastor.
So you have a number of hurdles facing you as a new church body. One is to have churches. The other one's to have pastors for those churches.
Yes.
And the third one is to have teaching materials to help confess what we believe.
Yep.
And that's where you're putting your money right now with this children's, I'm going to get it wrong again. It's a children's garden of Bible stories.
Right.
It's a Concordia Publishing Hound book originally,
back in 1948, Arthur Gross wrote this book, and it's been translated now. We've done it in 25 languages around the world.
Yeah, and why this book first and then the Small Catechism? I'm not trying to challenge. I'm really curious.
It's a simple one. I think we just wanted to get something quickly.
Okay.
The Catechism would take a little bit more time.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do is use the latest CPH version. So we want to get with the explanation. That will take some time to do. So we thought, let's get something out. A lot of times at LHF, we try to get maybe an Enchiridion
before
we even do the explanation, just something quickly.
Right.
We saw this as an opportunity since Christianity is so young in Mongolia. Basic understanding of the Bible is just not there. So we thought, let's do this. You can do this quickly. And he did do this very quickly. We printed it, December last year, I believe, right? It was printed
November.
Yeah, October. So we wanted to get something out quickly. And now we begin to move into Lutheran Confessions.
Right. So getting then for the average person, both for parent and child, a general idea of what the Bible story is as a whole story, right? And for the mission work, I can only imagine that that's tremendously important. What kind of challenges did you find, even with this book? Are there things in the language that, is it Mongolian, the language, or do you have
the Mongolian language.
Are there things in the language itself that presented hurdles to translation work?
Well, any Christian terminology is just totally very new, and you have to decide along the way what kind of Mongolian word we have to use for certain Christian words. Many of the words considered spiritual kind of words would be a Buddhist word.
Yeah, and so it's got a lot of baggage.
So there's lots of baggages behind it, and then we have to decide by the context and things like that, especially when it comes to maybe Small Catechism we are going to do. Lots of theological words, terminologies are totally new.
So can you give just one of those maybe? The one that would be...
Lots of words, whatever it is. Even a word catechism itself is just totally foreign.
It's still a problem in English.
So like confession or justification or all those words. We have lots of different words to explain these words, but which one is right one?
Right.
Which one is much closer or theologically appropriate?
So what's something that, say, out of the Buddhist tradition that would be wrong? Like if I were to say... Nirvana, I'm thinking that would not be the way you want to translate heaven, right?
No. Even the word pray is a challenge to us.
Okay.
And of course, we use the same word that Buddhists use, but we have to really explain what it means.
Right.
It is not just something that you have to repeat and, all those
like
things.
Like a mantra
even the God's, the word God's word, what does it mean? Lots of different ideas behind whatever we use.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your connection then with the Lutheran Heritage Foundation, was this something that you sought out? I guess you mentioned the missionary had put you in contact.
Yeah. I had this in my mind for some time, even when I was on the mission field, that somehow we really need to help the Mongolian Lutheran Church begin to develop its roots. And so when I became director in April 2014, I knew Puje, and I had taught at his Bible school because he set up a separate Lutheran Bible school in Darhan in the north. There's a lot of Korean Calvinist influence.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Non-denominational Bible school, which he runs. So he wanted to set up a separate Bible school, and I was one of the teachers. And we had kept in touch, and so I knew what they needed.
Right.
I knew they needed these books.
And the task of the Lutheran Heritage Foundation, its mission is to support churches in literature, right?
Exactly.
To bring them the teaching tools that they need. So you're precisely
Our church really wants to develop.
Yeah.
We have translated a couple of books, a couple of Bible study books, but not specifically Lutheran. So this is maybe the first one that we did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And with about 2 minutes left here, anything particularly that you want to say that we haven't said today? Anything you want to share with the American world? Anything at all?
Well, I would like to thank Lutheran Heritage Foundation for supporting us and also providing us this nice material for Mongolian churches. It's not only for Lutheran church, it's going to be used in many different churches. And the Mongolian churches, as you said, very young, and 50% of our population is under 25.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And very young families and very the children just everywhere.
Yeah.
And the churches are new. Even parents should really read this one to understand the Bible.
Right, right. Yeah, so it's a basic
thank
source.
You so much for all this opportunity. So pray for Mongolia.
Yeah, if somebody wanted to actually get in on the support of this, what would they do?
Why don't they just go to www.lhfmissions.org. And we actually have projects that you can support on our website. So you can go and find projects, current projects. And we have the Mongolian project right now that, as we said, we're just beginning here. And hopefully can do more.
Sky's kind of the limit on that thing.
Right now, it's just all the very beginning.
We still got about 30 seconds we can use. So I'm just going to ask, do you have others you're training to help translate with you? Or are you just kind of stuck with this right now?
Oh, well, there are many good, translators, but many of the times I have to help them theological words, theological terminology and understanding, Lutheran understanding of different things. So, I still have to be involved one way or another.
My guest, Pastor Puche Chamsaran of the Mongolian Lutheran Church, a baby church just coming into existence, and Pastor Matthew Heisey, Executive Director for Lutheran Heritage Foundation, lhfmissions.org, talking about what it's like to be a Lutheran in a Mongolian world. The beauty, the hope, right? It's all kind of where our culture is just collapsing and the Christianity is vanishing. You are at the groundwork building a new foundation. It's exciting stuff. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. You're listening to Worldview Watch on his time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. And I'll tell you what, universe, our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. It may not be today, and it may not be tomorrow, but in any case, I do look forward to waking up with you at the dawn.